Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's something that I don't care if somebody somewhere wants to call you a homer or wants to Charles Barkley all over the place. There is absolutely no shame in just saying this. Steph Curry is one of the greatest basketball players who's ever lived. I don't do Mount Rushmore. I don't do my top five.
Like rankings and lists.
Whatever, dude. Whatever. Yeah. He is absolutely, unequivocally, one of the top handful of basketball players who have ever lived. And if you want to have a pound-for-pound conversation,
well,
quite frankly, like, there's a thousand ways to do it. If you want to have a pound-for-pound conversation, I don't mind if you say he's the best thing that's ever lived. I mean, pound-for-pound?
For me, it's not about the pounds.
Of course.
It's about, like, the changing of the game. And if you think about the evolution of the sport, there are only two or three, maybe four athletes who have ever changed the game like he did. Will Chamberlain was so dominant that they outlawed the dunk.
Right.
They said no more dunking because all this guy does is dunk and it's not fair.
It's like Tiger and Augusta.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They tried to Tiger-proof it, which didn't work. And so Steph made the three-pointer so available that now your kid and the kids that I ref, everyone's out there trying to hoist 27-footers.
Yep, and they make one out of every 30. So
that's right.
That's an homage to his number.
But it's because of him that they're all out there trying to jack him.
Him.
Yep.
Seth in Dublin. Hi, Seth. Thanks for calling.
Guys, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, those Waterloo sparkling waters from Costco, they do hit different.
They hit, right, Seth? Especially when they change the color of the price tag and it's only like $8 for that flat of 24 of them. Come on,
it's
Seth.
It's the perfect amount of like flavor, but also like sparkling water. It's not too sweet. So I'm right there with you.
Come on, Seth. Let's go. It's getting late on a Wednesday.
I know, right? I was laughing yesterday when he opened it, too. And, you know, they were like, wait, usually it's a beer. But anyway.
Yeah, not this guy.
Not yet.
So, hey, my translation of Steph right in the camera. But first off, I've been all over the internet also trying to see what he actually said. And from what I gathered is, you miss it here, or you wish you stayed here over and over. That's what I'm getting. You miss it here, or you wish you stayed here. So to me, honestly, it seemed like a burden was like almost lifted off of him. I'm trying not to read like too much into it, but I've never really seen Steph with like that much animation. It almost seemed like an out with the old, in with the new. That's what I got from it. And then I also love Clay's post-game interview when he just kept saying over and over again, he was like, oh, man, it just sucks being on the other end of this. It sucks being on the other end of this. So anyway, guys, that's my comments, and thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, Seth, thank you very much. And again, we've got what sounds like audio of the comment being, you better stay here. But it doesn't really matter, and I don't know definitively. To me, Like some people seem to be translating this as potentially like coming from a place of vitriol. And I'm just trying to, again, through my eyes, this is ball. This is the way brothers speak, especially when it's within the framework of a game. You know, I think there are some people translating this to mean, oh, like, boy, there's some feelings there. Like, or they got problems, or Steph's, you know, Steph's like, oh, you know, you shouldn't have left or whatever. I've never heard an NBA player, you know, think of the way the Warriors handled Durant through the years. They don't want someone to not do what's best for them, whether it's their money, their geography, their happiness, whatever. So I don't translate any of it to mean like, Clay, you did wrong. It's just within the framework of the game. You tried to beat me. It didn't work.
Right.
You want to beat me? You better stay here.
Yeah. You got to stay here.
Yeah, stay here if you want to win.
You
got to
stay here if you want to win. But yeah, it didn't turn out that way for Clay because he's elsewhere. And for Steph in that moment, having to come back from seven down, if the Warriors were up 14 and he hits that same three to go up 17 and it's night-night, he doesn't have that same emotion. But that game looked like it was going to go Clay's way.
Yeah.
And Clay hit a couple of threes and he hit six in total. And Clay was a big part of why Dallas was able to flip that game on its head and then look like they were in a great position to win. So when Steph does it again and resurrects a loss and turns it into a win, yeah, you're going to have that emotional response, especially when it's Clay.
Heavyweight fight, man. Just an absolute heavyweight fight that was going back and forth, the emotional highs and lows. Here's Clay Thompson when he was asked what it was like to play against Steph and be on the wrong side of a Curry flurry.
Well, it was fun to match up with Steph. I mean, we guarded each other plenty of times in practice with Team USA camps and All-Star games, so a real competitive NBA game. It was pretty surreal, but after a few minutes, it was just basketball. Then, it hurts to be on the other side of one of his flurries. Guy got hot at the end and made some ridiculous shots. I know I've been on the other end, and it sucks. But like I said before, I think we play them three more times, so hopefully we can learn from it and learn their tendencies a little better. But it sucks because this was a big game for the Cup, so something we just got to digest and move forward.
The Cup.
Yeah, for the Cup. Thanks a lot, guys. Like, yeah. I mean, my gosh.
Pull the cup.
Pull the curtain back on this. This all had nothing to do with the damn Cup, okay? I know everybody wants to, like, put the NBA narrative out there, and it was a fun gray floor. This had nothing to do with the Cup, and I don't care how many more times they play the Warriors, and you're saying it's not three, it's two?
It's two.
Okay, fine. Doesn't matter.
Well, those are for the Cup.
Yeah, and they're also not on your return night. So, spoiler alert, Clay, the next time you play the Warriors, it ain't going to feel like this.
Right.
And ever again.
This one was more than just a regular season game in November because of the Cup, the NBA Cup.
And because of Clay returning to Chase Center.
Well, yeah, that and the fact that it was the Cup.
And the Cup, so, yeah.
I mean, if it was a non-Cup game, it would have been a nice little story.
You should have grabbed a wireless mic and gone person to person, seat to seat tomorrow, and asked them, okay, so if the Warriors win tonight, that's game one of the NBA Cup. What does that mean and what happens next? And I would bet you, you would not get one correct answer
out of
18,000 people.
What comes up next is Memphis on Friday, and it's a virtual must-win for Memphis if they want to stay in the Cup. And if the Warriors win that game on Friday, then they're in the catbird seat with just New Orleans and Denver left to make it into that last four and win the one thing that Steph has never won.
Are you sure that Friday is an NBA Cup game as well?
Of course.
Are you positive?
100%.
You feel very good about your statement?
I mean, you could fade the dibber if you want about NFL picks, but when it comes to the NBA Cup, I wouldn't if I were you.
Okay. I have no idea, I'm not challenging you at all.
No, you can fade the dibber.
Yeah, no, I won't.
I'll wait for tomorrow night on that.
Yeah,
yeah, boy.
Because you cold,
the
brother.
The pick is not in.
You're colder than the weather right
now.
Yeah,
I may have to fade myself on that, but we'll get to it.
Claudia in San Diego. Hi, Claudia. Thanks for calling.
No, thank you. Yeah. I just want to say I watched from home last night and I was just in my living room. So hyped. It was awesome. That last three from Steph, weird feeling, hit different for sure as a fan, loving Clay. Probably one of my favorite players. But I wanted to talk about the 9-2. The 9-2 it gave us. You know, you were saying that maybe Clay's thought was really his outburst was about Clay, and yeah, it probably was. But I really think it was the 9-2. Like, they're technically first in the West. I heard somebody, I don't know who it was, if it was Gil or Lou Williams, or maybe it was you guys. I heard somebody say the Mavs are better than their record, and we'll see if the Warriors are as good as their record. And that win kind of, I don't know. What do you say? What do you say after a win like that?
Well, here's what I would say, and Claudia, thanks. I would say that the Warriors in the last, hang on, today's Wednesday. Okay, so in the last 7 days, the Warriors have what feels like more big-time wins this year than they had all of last year. That's what it feels like.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right?
And so 9-2 is one way to pitch it. But the other way I would say it is it's not the record. It's how you got there. And the fact is that when you have 9-2, but tucked into your 9-2 is essentially a last minute victory over the Mavericks who were in the finals last year, and an emotional setting. You have a road win at Boston. You have a road win at Oklahoma City. I understand that there were missing pieces in those games and all of that stuff. I get all that. But when you have all of that as part of your 9-2, I don't know any way to translate this other than confirmed. Confirmed the Warriors are one of the factors in the NBA this year.
For sure. And when you look at their schedule, they have three rugged road trips. They have 2 6-game trips and a 5-game trip. And the first one, 5-game trip, you went 4-1.
Aced it.
So, yeah, and you aced it against three teams that going into those games had a combined one loss. And you know, Boston had one loss and you beat them. Cleveland was undefeated. You didn't beat them. And OKC had one loss and then you did beat them. Yep. And so those were three tough teams and you won two of the three. And if you look at the other future rugged road trips, you've got one coming up before the break at Utah, the Lakers, the Bulls, the Bucks, Dallas again, and then Houston, not as tough as this one. And then at the end of the year, you've got Atlanta, you've got San Antonio, you've got Memphis on that trip. So you do have two more tough road trips, but to go 4-1 and then come home and recover not once but twice against Dallas, because they had you down 10 or 11 in that, I think, third quarter.
Somewhere in that
second
range.
Quarter.
You had them down at those same numbers, but very early.
It was a back-and-forth affair, and that was one of the ones that could have gone either way.
By the way, you have a chance to really boogie with your schedule now for a little while.
Yeah.
I'm not saying any game's easy. It's the NBA. They do have to go to L.A., on Monday and play the Clippers, but home to Memphis is coming, home to Atlanta is coming. Your next road trip is New Orleans and San Antonio. Those are winnable games. You come back for Brooklyn at home. Like, the Warriors have a chance in these next six or so games to win, I would say, at least four of them, maybe five of them, and really put together a great start. And then, right around Thanksgiving it's going to get sexy again because, in fact, the day before Thanksgiving, OKC will be here. Remember, no Chet Holmgren. And then you got your back-to-back road trip to Phoenix and Denver.
Yep.
So that's at the very end of the month, and then the calendar turned into December. The next time we'll have more measuring sticks for the Warriors.
Yeah, and I heard Fitz earlier with Steiny and Goo, and he made a great point about the West versus the East. You've got 10 teams in the West that are above 500, and you've got two in the East that are above 500.
That's
Cleveland
crazy.
At 12-0. You lost to Boston 9-3. You beat them. So a lot of this is about stacking wins, and you stack wins where you can. And when you take on these Eastern teams, you do want to kind of fatten up if you can. And
yeah, man.
They already beat Milwaukee, which was a nice fattening sort of victory. And the Boston win is, you know, kind of found money on the road. So in these games where you kind of should win, you need to go out there and handle it. But these other games, like last night, favored by 2.5, credit my partner for, you know, laying the 2.5 and getting it done.
Ottoman game.
Ottoman game.
I was sitting there.
Exactly.
I was counting money the whole night.
Dude, no
I'm
doubt.
Like, this is a win.
Funny because you were standing behind me during the second quarter when the second unit couldn't get a bucket. And I shot a look over my shoulder and I thought I heard a.
I was not pleased.
Down 11 or whatever it was at some point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.